Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we have Larry on his mountaintop. As usual, looking over the world to see what's going on. Before we get started, though, I wanted to point your attention to Psalm 118, which happens to be the middle chapter of the Bible, and the middle verse is 8, and it talks about bees and thorns. Now, remember that Jesus Christ is called the servant candle, and he's always in the midst of things. So this verse is pointing directly at the new world order and how they are compassing about the new world order, are compassing about the Christians. It goes right back to Psalm 2. This is part of the Psalm 2 war. We're right in the middle of it. We're watching a lot of things going on, and we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But it says, they compass me about like bees. I want you to remember Madeleine Albright when she was at the UN. She always wore a large bee pin. I'm sure many of you maybe remember that. And it's significant of the hive mind, the collective, the Orwellian mind, where everyone has to come together with one mind, one thought, one goal. Mystery. You may remember I flew the Yes Group from Great Britain years ago. And Steve Howe was the lead guitarist, and he used to come up and sit in a jump seat when we were flying. And I learned a lot about mind control, because that's exactly what they do. He said, we would gather the 25,000 or more people together as one mind. That was our goal. We had to do it within seconds, he said. And then we were not playing to 25,000 individuals. We were playing to one spirit, one mind. Well, that's what Hitler did. Remember his great rallies? I want you to keep all that in mind as you see what's going on, not only in the United States, but all over the world, as the nations are being toppled all over the world. I want to read something to you here that Donald Trump said. And listen very, very carefully to what he said. Hours before this is from an article that was published January 30th from Politics. Hours before his first State of the Union, President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he wants to unite the country amid tremendous divisions and hopes he can do so without, I want to pay attention to what he's saying here, and hopes he can do so without a traumatic event affecting Americans. Now, this is actually a quote. This is what he actually said. I would love to be able to bring back our country into a great form of unity, Trump said, without a major event where people pull together. That's hard to do. But I would like to do it without that major event, because usually that major event is not a good thing. I want you to really dwell on that, because we don't know who Trump is. We have those who claim, you know, he's the savior of the United States. We have those who claim he's here for judgment. I'm of the latter. I think he's here for judgment. It's not going to be a good thing. But look at the wording. I would like to do it without that major event. I hope you're getting what he's saying here. Because if they can't do it, they will have a major event. What do you think, Larry?
Well, that sounds pretty ominous, and I think he's actually giving the people a warning if they had an ear to hear the warning. I think the event is already pre-planned, and
yep.
They're waiting for the moment when they have to implement that event. Wow, that's pretty heavy, Stuart, but I would say you're pretty well right on.
Yeah, I think this is exactly why they got Trump in the first place. There was this lady who evidently is frequented by Secret Service people, and one of the Secret Service agents told her that Trump had been selected to win and be put in as president back in 2013. And now I'm of the opinion, after looking at all what's going on with Comey and all these others, Comey went out deliberately because Hillary was getting too close to winning, and they didn't really want her. They wanted Trump. So they ordered Comey to come out and list all the evil things that Hillary had done, not that she hadn't done them, but it threw the election. And it really did, because the popularity of Clinton dropped immediately after that revelation by Comey, even though he said, we're not going to prosecute. Well, they don't prosecute each other. Deep state doesn't prosecute other deep state. And they're not prosecuting anybody in deep state. Manafort is in isolation in prison. And a few of these others, like Cohen, are still out. But they didn't have anything to do with any of this stuff. These are just Mueller and his corrupt, anti-constitutional or unconstitutional gathering of thorns. And the Lord says he's going to burn them all. He's going to destroy all of them. Of course, you got to understand that Daniel the prophet said that the wicked will never understand, and only the wise will really understand what's going on. But I thought that quote, when I saw it, I said, wow, look at this. He's saying, as an agent, look, we'd rather do this without an event. But if we have to, we'll have a big false flag. And I think this is what's coming. What's going on in Europe? Do they even have it on TV that May has pretty much lost everything, and the EU is imploding upon itself? What's your latest on that?
Well, it's very interesting. I've been listening all day to some of the rhetoric, Farage and others that are coming out and talking about the total betrayal of the Theresa May government against the people of the UK in this Brexit deal, that she was trying to work a soft Brexit and not really break it off. And that was not what they voted for. Of course, we saw that all come about. We saw that. We knew the betrayal was in. But what's interesting is the fact that now, I suppose the foreign minister, or, you know, some of the ministers are resigning from the government. A number of her people have left. And they say she basically has no government now. And there were some today on Fox talking that they're wondering if there'll even be a government in place in England when Trump gets there.
Yeah. Well, you remember that lady who I quoted for, I don't know, a couple, three programs ago, where she said that the governments would start to disintegrate and there'd be revolutions and overturnings and violence and in the streets and riots, et cetera, et cetera. It seems like it's coming true. I do have a prophecy here I want you to comment on. It's not all that long. My son, this is recent, and I'm not asking anybody to believe these prophecies. Just listen and do what you want with them. My son, I'm speaking to my church. No one hears. So many are caught up with the cares of this world. I have no delight in those who call themselves by my great name, yet live in a wallow in sin. They think in their hearts that they can have plenty of time to come back in line. They think in their hearts that they could play around with sin and still have plenty of time to repent. They are fools, for suddenly I will come upon this world with fury, and suddenly there will be great judgment before me. Then he goes into about condition of the church, which we already know. He says, suddenly my fury and my anger will come upon this world. Suddenly I will bring about such cataclysmic judgments that people will either worship me or curse me. Those that I have chosen will know that the destruction is just for a rebellious people. And then he goes on to say, suddenlies are upon you. Suddenly the earth will quake. Suddenly the oceans will roar. Suddenly the stars will fall from heaven. Suddenly the war will be upon you. America, you are divided, and suddenly will civil war erupt. Suddenly will martial law be implemented. Suddenly your money will become worthless, and your food will evaporate, and suddenly darkness will be upon your land. Isn't that something?
Wow. So, yeah, that reminded me, Stuart, of these books by Mark Goodwin that I've been talking about and reading some of. And I posted a link to one of his radio programs the other day, and I don't know if you got a chance to listen. It's on my blog. I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, and very, very interesting, because he really absolutely slammed these pastors of the churches in America, you know, by admonishing them that they are not warning their flock and they are not preparing their flock for the hell we're going to have in front of us very soon.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's the one who also talked about that EMP event. Can you get into that a little bit? Because I think people, you really need to hear this. And if you want to find out what it's going to be like without power, turn the master switch off on your house, the main circuit breaker, and leave it off for about 3 or 4 days. Take notes as to what happens to you. All right?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is how you learn how to prepare yourselves.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead, Larry.
What's so interesting, though, Stuart, it's too bad you can't turn off the power to your neighbors, because very soon when they don't have any food left, you'll find you don't even know your neighbors anymore, and they come for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting in some of Mark Goodwin's books is how he really writes the truth. And, you know, I've been out there, you know, I've seen, you know, the bad side, of, if you will, of humanity. I've seen a lot of the evil come out of humanity. And no one's being prepared for when, you know, just similarly, everybody around you has nothing. And the few that did prepare, that's when they decide to come get yours. And my question is, Stuart, which I feel is a very fair question, just when does the, I guess you could say, the rules of engagement change? Because let me read you something out of his book, chapter 11 in one of his books called Ichabod. I begin to read here, and it says, Nehemiah 4:17, it says, they which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens, and that sounds like people preparing and working together, it says, with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and listen to this rest of the verse here, and with the other hand holding a weapon. Stuart, we're not even told in the church you can do that. How can you work and hold a weapon, too, or carry a weapon? Why would we want to carry a weapon? Just give everything, give it all away.
Well, yeah, and they'll eat you. You know, all they got to do is listen to the old, what happened in Jerusalem, you know,
yeah,
when they were surrounded. And eventually they were eating their own children. So,
I was just going to mention, we were talking about an EMP. And I have found that fortune, William Fortune, he wrote, One Second Later, and then, of course, Mark Goodwin has a series, and they really, if you really read them, you don't want to be there. You simply just don't want to be there. And what's interesting is when we really look, and Mark Goodwin, you know, embeds in his book some of the people that have tried to warn this country about EMPs, he names their names. And he names the people in the press that have tried and got swallowed up and swamped by those that didn't want the word out. So, Stuart, we are a nation not at all ready for what's coming. And now here we are just on the verge, Stuart, of a possible clash with North Korea, because it appears that the deal we had with North Korea is off.
Yeah. They have satellite imagery now showing that North Korea's not only not done anything it said, which was normal. I don't know why anybody would have believed him in the first place. But the timing, I guess, is in the hands of the Lord. But, yeah, we're going to have a war. In fact, I was reading an article where some insider claims that Trump has already decided that we're going to go to war. So we're just going to have to watch and see what happens. Then you got the Israeli situation. You've got the Iran, North Korea, China, Russian coalition, basically, coming against, ultimately, Israel. You got Syria and Iraq and all, actually, ancient Persia, all listed as enemies of Israel. So I'm looking for something to happen, because we have the blood red moon on the 27th, which is on a Jewish feast day. It's a feast to the Lord called Tu B'Av, and nobody is paying any attention to it. And they better, because Tu B'Av, if you do research on it, is a kind of like a Valentine day where the women all dress up in white to go out and dance in the vineyards. And the Israeli males go select out a bride. Well, what is Jesus doing at the rapture or taking of the church? He's selecting out his bride. Tu B'Av has the rapture, either symbolic or literal, written all over it. And what's very, very interesting is from Tu B'Av, you jump over to Trumpets, Feast of Trumpets, where most people claim, or Yom Kippur. And by the way, I just found out, too, that the Tu B'Av festival of the girls dancing in the vineyards and whatnot is repeated in Yom Kippur, which I did not know at all. And You may remember last year that all the excitement surrounding Yom Kippur and the possible rapture of the church. And, of course, everything went by and nothing happened, and that can happen again. But Tu B'Av is really a mystery feast that nobody pays any attention to. And the fact that a full blood moon over Israel, over Jerusalem, is very, very significant, that it's falling on Tu B'Av. And it definitely is a symbolic warning, if not a literal time of war beginning, because that kid in Russia, when he was not even a Bible student, had never read the Old Testament, didn't pay any attention to that, usual probably for most 15-year-olds, was given a vision and was told that the war will start on a day of the full blood moon, July 27th. If it's this year, it has to start on July 27th, if what he was told is true. And he's the one who said Obama was the one that was manipulating everything behind the scenes. So, there we go.
Well, not only do we have what he said, Stuart, there are reports now in print. A number of news agencies are claiming that Obama, you know, is behind the scenes manipulating not only the left, but also the deep state, and working his web, if you will, behind the scenes, ready to come out very soon.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say, oh, there's no way Obama's coming back. Well, hopefully they're right. I would love for them to be right, but I don't think they are. I think something is going to happen that is going to be so strange and so weird, paranormal, if you will. And I think there's a connection, a very distinct connection between Obama and, what's his name, Maitreya. There's something going on here.
Yeah,
that we just don't know and can't wrap our minds. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that, you know, Augusto Perez also has been wondering about that same situation. And I recently run across a post on Tom Mack's website, WhiteStoneFoundation.org. And he's got a post there by a guy that I've known for years and you have known of, Alexander Cuppet, you know. And,
yes.
Al Cuppet has a piece on there that indicates that apparently he received information that the Antichrist possibly is linked to Maitreya, and he linked Maitreya and said Maitreya's real name is Apostocane. Now, I can't prove that, but it's very interesting that everybody keeps coming up with this.
Hmm. Yeah, and you may remember that over there in Kenya, I think it was, that Obama and Maitreya were spotted, but independently of each other. Now,
well,
we're dealing with... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, and point out right here, isn't it very, very interesting and very, very strange that since Obama became president in the United States, no one, I repeat, no one claims to have seen Maitreya anywhere.
Yes. Yep. There's something very, very strange going on, so weird, so paranormal that most people are not going to understand what's happening. And they refuse, really, what the Bible has to say, which is, of course, Psalm 2. You know, the war. We're actually literally involved in the Psalm 2 war, but it's going to go hot pretty soon. And I just, you know, it's coming up with the earth changes. They're increasing all over the world. We got that huge flooding over in Japan and elsewhere, actually. Exactly what the bots said were to come. Not only did they talk about, you may remember, atmospheric rivers, but water bursts, cloud bursts. And
yeah.
You did some work with examining the prophet from Norway and his disquieting in the core of the earth. And that seems to be actually happening now, don't you think?
Well, I do, Stuart. That was Anton Johansson. That was his name. You can still find his books sometimes on Amazon.com. He was about 100-year-ago prophet. But he predicted that. He also predicted a second civil war in the United States to where it was so bad that this country broke up into three or four nation states, groups of them away from each other. And there is, you know, he said that civil war will come. And he claimed that Jesus himself told him about it and showed him what was coming. So that just goes along with a lot of the other. I've never heard as many prophecies, Stuart, as we've been getting the last few months that are all in tune, tying in the New World Order, the Deep State, you know, Trump, and, the other wild cards also, including Obama. I mean, it seems
yes.
like they're all mixed in to what's happening today.
Yep. Psalm 2 puts them all together in one lump, some leaders and rulers of and the rich men of the earth. And if you go into Deuteronomy chapter 28, it's the international banking cartels and that sort of thing. And Revelation, the large global corporations, they're all in this together, unfortunately for them, because the Bible says he's going to get rid of all of them. So, this is not going to be pleasant. But we are seeing the earth expanding as the cosmic energy radiation is increasing rapidly in the charts. And it's being changed into matter at the core, making the earth expand. Stan's been advocating the expansion of the earth for quite some time. And the sun is still acting very, very anomalous. So, yeah, we're headed into trouble. What else you got before we close?
Well, I was just going to ask you, did you get the email from Space Weather I sent you this evening talking about their latest readings in the Pacific with their radiation test above the ground? Did you get that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
What did it say?
It's been an incredible increase, and they're saying that it'll even cause cancer. The people that fly all the time are really, they're going to be in trouble, Stuart. Read that when you get a chance. Space Weather put it out, and it's radiation over the Pacific, and it is just, it's really gone up a lot higher than it was already, and we know already they were warning people about flying.
Yeah, were they linking this in any way to Fukushima, or is this just radiation from deep space?
Well, it seems not directly. It's very possible that it's part of it, but the incoming radiation, UV radiation, and the other radiations off the sun and these waves seem to be just increasing and actually making the Earth itself and the atmosphere above it hot radiation-wise.
Yeah, I was reading a Native American prophecy, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you which tribe. But they said when the trees start dying from the top down, the end is here. And I often wondered, well, most trees die from the bottom up. Why would they die from the top down? Well, the answer is the UV. It kills them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a tree that seems to have brown on top. It's like killing the leaves.
I was going to ask you also if you got a chance to watch the two videos from Dutch Sense that I sent you about the plasma in the air that is literally cooking steel up in the air.
I saw that. He's got this antenna or whatever that sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're in trouble, folks. And by the way, the UV ratings in the United States are very, very high. People are ignoring it. They're going out with, bare chest and whatnot for men and virtually topless for the ladies going to the beaches. You probably get a sunburn, but that's not what they're warning about. EPA is warning about a burn that is underneath the surface of the skin. It really does some damage. So if you're going to go out in the middle of the day or whenever, and they advise you not to do that, if your UV rating actually, I think it's above 6, it's really dangerous. Well, the UV ratings in the United States are around 9, 10, 11, and 12, way off the charts, very dangerous stuff, and people are just not paying any attention to it. What else you got? We got about a minute left, I guess.
Well, I was just going to mention also, Stuart, that I've never seen it before, but now we're getting warnings in the area I live up in these mountains here telling people that there's so much lightning, and you said it was positive lightning, that is occurring day after day after day. They're telling people now, stay inside. Do not go outside when it's lightning anywhere.
Yeah. Lightning, I don't know if it's all positive lightning. A lot of deaths are increasing through lightning strikes. But positive lightning, if it hits a house, will actually blow the whole house apart. They've had some positive lightning strikes here in the United States, but it's increasing as we go into this deeper and deeper into this earth change. And folks, this earth changing stuff is really serious, and it's all preliminary to the approach of the destroyer. It is out there, and it is coming, and the Bible really does warn about it. And so anyway, anything else, Larry? What's your heads up for tonight?
Well, my heads up for tonight is on Z3 News is a prophetic warning talking about the 3 days of darkness coming up on the earth. And I know you've seen that, and it's because it appears that of a cosmic situation. So there you go.
Yeah, the Catholics have long held a 3 day of darkness. And it's probably from entourage of the destroyer, because it would take a large planet to intercept between us and the sun that would actually cause it to go dark. Of course, the Lord can do it anytime he wants with whatever he wants. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday, if the Lord allows. And we do appreciate your help and listening. And anyway, heads up and take care of yourselves. Good night.